Good morning, dear listeners. This is the new episode of our podcast, Creating a Future, in the series, The Challenges. Today, I'm going to talk about something that we all know about, climate change. Well, actually, what I was surprised a few months ago when meeting a friend, because he felt very relaxed about that, felt, oh, well, you seem to be so anxious about this. What's the fuss? You know, 1 or 2 degrees more, that's not really big deal. If needed, I'll just switch the air conditioning on and put it a little bit stronger, 1 or 2 degrees, very easy, no problem. This led me to reflect a little bit. What actually is the problem with climate change? And actually, I came across 2 articles that really made me think and made me fear. First one is about anticipations of mega heat waves in France in the late 21st century, if nothing is done. The anticipation is that temperatures would rise to 55 degrees centigrade. 55 degrees centigrade. That's about the record temperature recorded on Earth now, in places like Death Valley in California or in southern Libya. So it means, if we're talking about Death Valley, it means that nothing lives there. And if France, one of the breadbaskets of Europe, is hit by heat waves of this magnitude for weeks, I doubt that very much of our crops, of our forests, and of our population will survive. The other article is one that's often referred to as Hothouse Earth. This one considers some self-reinforcing effects of climate change, that is, phenomena that are caused by global warming and that increase global warming, such as the release of methane, which is a very powerful greenhouse gas emission that currently is frozen in the permafrost in Siberia and Canada, that is, the soil that is permanently frozen so far over there, or the melting of some ice caps in the Antarctic or in the Arctic that lead to a lower reflection of solar light and therefore to more absorption of solar energy, the combustion of the large forests such as the boreal forests or the Amazon, which release carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And this could release a self-reinforcing catastrophic development which would be completely out of control, and starting with relatively low temperature increases lead to a completely different climatic regime which would be completely incompatible with the survival of human civilization. So this is a bit sobering, isn't it? Well, we'll look into what the future could be, that the future we want to create, in a new episode. Thank you very much, and this will be tomorrow.